Come into this place of peace and let its silence heal your spirit. Come into this place of memory and let its history warm your soul. Come into this place of prophecy and power and let its vision change your heart. With these words, I'm very happy to welcome all of you here this morning, and I guess welcome myself back. It's good to, very good to see you and to be with you, join with you again. As Gary mentioned, about a week of the month that I was away, included a stay in the Bay Area, California. It was a little warmer than it is here, but New England is, I've noticed we're getting off fairly easy this year so far. As far as the winter is going, thank you. It is good to see you. And I extend, as we always do, a very special welcome to any of you who are visiting with us today, either here for the first time or coming back from a previous visit. We want to extend a welcome to you, and on this, the first Sunday of the month, we invite the members of our church school to come and join us and be with us as well, so a special welcome to them. If you're here for the first time, we'd like to extend a special greeting to you. If you're here for the first time, anyway, for the first time, would you raise your hand, please? Thank you. It's good to have you with us today. Our fourth grade class will light our chalice. Last September, we've been trying to answer the question, why do bad things happen? We've been studying the ways in which different religions and different cultures deal with tragedy. And I think what we'll do is just let each of the kids give an example of some of the explanations for why that happens.
Bad things happen because of superstitions. I think bad things happen because of the caste you're born into. Bad things happen because of bad luck. Bad things happen because God gets angry. I think bad things happen because yin and yang are not balanced. Bad things happen because of fate. Bad things happen because evil spirits. Bad things happen because bad things happen because of Pandora's box. I think that even though bad things happen, what is important is the good things that you do while you're alive.